Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two here on this Wednesday, July 1st edition. This past Sunday, June 28th, the Libertarian Party held its state convention in Troy, Michigan. Anthony Hudson beat out three candidates to pick up the Libertarian Party's gubernatorial nomination. Hudson also announced his lieutenant governor running mate, Dynamic Carbon Credits CEO Beau Parmenter of Chesney. Parmenter's company develops technologies to help combat climate change with agricultural and other plants. Hudson, in accepting the nomination for the Libertarian Party, said Michigan deserves a government that is transparent, accountable, and focused on serving its citizens. For too long, Lansing's politicians have expanded government while hardworking taxpayers continue to face rising costs, excessive regulations, and declining trust in their state government and our institutions, Hudson said. Hudson will be the first gubernatorial candidate for a party to be nominated to appear on the November ballot with a lieutenant governor, according to the Secretary of State. That's interesting. Because the Republicans and the Democrats, they announced their lieutenant governors at their state conventions in August. I don't remember whether the lieutenant governor candidates were on the ballot with Rick Snyder, for example, or Tudor Dixon. But according to the Secretary of State, he's going to be the first gubernatorial candidate for a party to be nominated to appear on the November ballot with a lieutenant governor. Interesting. Never noticed it before. The Green Party of Michigan and Working Class Party of Michigan have nominated candidates for other races, but not for governor at this time. The Green Party is expected to pick a candidate in the middle of July this month. Hudson was initially running for governor under the Republican banner, but he said he felt marginalized by party leadership, and after a fight with the Genesee County Republicans, he announced that he was planning to sue them. This was back on February 24th of this year. Hudson, a truck driver, also started a march in Dearborn that ended up drawing extremists from both the left and the right. Hudson then tried to distance himself from the, quote, American crusade, which was advertised on Facebook. That particular protest came on November 18th of last year. Hudson, running as the Libertarian candidate, is advocating for the reduction of government and regulations, removing property and income taxes, making the legislature part-time once again, opposing solar and wind farms, eliminating the Michigan Department of Transportation, opposing battery plants, data centers, and creating affordable health care as well as mental health programs. Libertarian candidate Hudson said Michigan families, workers, small business owners, and taxpayers deserve leaders who understand the challenges they face every day. People are frustrated by government waste, the lack of transparency, and policies that often seem disconnected from reality. Now, I just got a text message from one of our loyal listeners, and this is kind of an interesting statement. Randy, I have no idea how John James, number one, got Donald Trump's endorsement, but even the fact that he's still running in this race. I don't believe the polls. And if he ends up being the nominee for the Republican, I will seriously think about leaving the oval blank when voting. Basically saying he will not vote for John James in November if he's the candidate. Well, one of the things that you have to understand, Libertarian Party will not get more than 5%, maybe 6 or 7. That's it. Anybody that votes for Anthony Hudson is basically allowing Jocelyn Benson to become the next governor. If you throw your vote away as a protest vote, saying, I'm not going to vote for John James, I get it. I totally get it. Voting for Hudson as a Libertarian or leaving it blank just helps Benson become the governor. I totally get it. But we basically have a month and 3 days to get the information out about why we need a businessman like Donald Trump to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. A wealthy, wealthy businessman. And why do I say wealthy? Because if you go to PerryJohnson.com, his campaign website, he doesn't even have a donate button. I got a very simple question for you guys. When have you ever seen a political candidate that had a website that did not have a donate button on it? He's funding his own campaign. He appeared on this show back on March 5th, Perry Johnson, Meet the Man. If you want the interview, just text me PJ or Perry Johnson. I'll send you the link to the interview. He says, Randy, I don't want the people's money. I want them to keep their own money. I can afford to pay for my own campaign. I don't want individuals to donate to me. I just want their vote on August 4th. I've never seen that since I've been involved in politics going all the way back to 2010. 16 years. 4 presidential elections, 4 midterm elections for governor, never seen it. Never seen it in 16 years of being involved in politics, 14 years of them on this microphone. And the other part of this, you have to understand, policy. Go to John James' website. Ask him, if you see him in public, what's your policy regarding eliminating the state income tax? Why state income tax first? Because that will attract the millionaires to come to Michigan. If you're making $10 million a year, $5 million a year, you're a successful business person. Do you want to save basically $200,000? Per year? Heck yeah, you do. And the thing of it is that you have to understand, this is a process that is already proven out in states like Florida, Texas, Tennessee. You're a millionaire. You're running a business. Personally, you make $5 million bucks a year. You save $200,000. Every year, you become a Michigan resident when we have no income tax. 200 grand a year. In 5 years, you got another $1 million in your bank account. What do rich people do with their money? They use it to hire other people to work for them in their businesses. This guy's making $5 million a year running his business. He'll move his business here. His employees, if they like working for him, they come to Michigan to buy a house and continue working for him. He has an office, he builds a plant, whatever he does in his business. Well, guess what? You just increased the population. You have reversed the declining population that we've had going on in this state since 2010. Back in that U.S. Census, Michigan was the only state in the country, folks, to lose population. Did you know that? 2010, U.S. Census, Michigan, the only state to lose population. That year, we elected Governor Rick Snyder. Him and Brian Kelly would argue with me that they grew the population. No, you actually didn't. We've been maintaining floating around 10 million ever since Granholm. If you want to grow the population, eliminate the state income tax. That's number one. As you go through and do an audit of the spending in this unbelievably over $80 billion budget that's forthcoming, eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse. Get rid of some of our state employees. Pass the savings on to the people who pay property taxes in this state. If you rent, you pay property taxes to your landlord. If you own a house, you save your property taxes every year. How much money would that put in your pocket? Perry Johnson is who I'm voting for and hopefully wins on August 4th. We got a month from Saturday to get the word out. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Jim up in Sheboygan just texted me, PJ. My phone auto-replied with the YouTube video link. Perry Johnson, Meet the Man. My interview I did with him back on March 5th this year. Now, it comes with an obligation, Jim. Because you texted me, PJ, I sent you the link to the YouTube video as well as our pictures, mine and Perry Johnson. You need to forward that text message to at least 10 people that you know. You need to do that so that people can see the video, hear the interview, and understand why Perry Johnson, a multi-gazillionaire, is running for governor. When we got back from the bottom of the hour news break, I asked Perry Johnson exactly that question. If we had your money, Perry, none of us would be doing what we're doing today. I told him on the interview, I said, this microphone would be dead air. I would not be doing this show if I had your money. Why? Why in God's name are you doing this? Frankly, he said this. Randy, I've been blessed. I have a great life. I have more money than I can ever spend in my lifetime. My kids are set up for life. They don't have to work. Enough about Perry. It's time for me to give back to the state of Michigan, the state that I absolutely have grown to love. Born and raised in Illinois, came to the University of Michigan to get his PhD in mathematics. Loves the Detroit Tigers. Loves the Lions. Loves the Pistons. Loves our state. When I talked with him in Charlevoix a couple weeks ago, he came up during the day to do a bus tour event. We had some folks there that got to hear Perry and to listen to his story. He said that he cannot believe how beautiful Northern Michigan is. He said as he was traveling around Petoskey, Bay Harbor, up into the UP, he said, you guys live in God's country. It is absolutely gorgeous up here. I said, yes, it is. That's why we choose to live here. We've lived downstate. We've lived in Birmingham. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, I was with Kevin Kievsky. We had a business meeting down in Farmington Hills yesterday. I asked him to drive by our first house that Vicky and I lived together back in 1984 on Stanley Drive in Birmingham, Michigan. 14 Mile Road, south of Lincoln, west of Woodward. A World War II baby boomer track brick bungalow. We pulled up in the driveway. I took a picture of it. I also took a picture of the houses across the street. Well, while I was taking pictures, Kevin pulled up a real estate program and said, Randy, your old house, today it's worth $725,000. When we lived there in 1984, we sold it, I believe, for $200. Made some money on it and sold it for $200. Today it's worth $725,000. I took a picture of the house right across the street. It's gone. The brick bungalow, like ours, it was gone. This big, beautiful home is built there. He said he pulled that one, that address up. $1.8 million. The neighbor on both sides of that house across the street directly, $1.6 and $1.9 million. And our old brick bungalow, $725,000. It's like, you got to be kidding me. And these mansions, they're built on postage stamp lots. I believe when I cut that grass, what was it? 50 foot wide by maybe 120, 130 foot deep in the backyard. Our house that we renovated still looks the same. They changed the front door. But other than that, the old garage is still there. Across the street, $1.8 million. Appreciated that trip down memory lane yesterday, Kevin. Thank you very much, sir. Him and I are working on a project. We'll be announcing it, talking about it very soon on the radio. I'll have him on, do an interview with him so he can tell you guys what he's doing. But, man, it was amazing. Drove home. Had a nice dinner with Miss Vicky. Watched the Tigers win the series against the New York Yankees. They've got a day game today. They're going for the sweep, beating the New York Yankees in New York. 7-3 the other night, 9-3 yesterday. We'll see how they do today. I believe it's a 1 o'clock game. Going to be hot in New York. Well over 100 degrees. So we'll see how it goes. Again, if you'd like that interview, Perry Johnson, Meet the Man, text me PJ. Just like Jim did up in Sheboygan, I'll send you the video and pictures. You got to share it with at least 10 people you know. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern